Jasper told KPCW that he saw flooding problems before when he was posted in Nevada.
In Reno, we had some pretty massive floods when I was in Reno, and took out the county sewer plant and all kinds of things. We've had some flooding here, though, if you remember a couple years ago, albeit in the Oakley area, which was a lot less populated.
He said the county has a long-term problem with septic systems.
We didn't necessarily do a good job 20, 25, 30 years ago, and we have a lot of failing septic systems in the county. And so then that gets you, well, what do you do about that? I was in a situation in a previous county where we actually had to go out and red tag people's homes and say, you can't live here anymore. In that case, we finally got sewer to them, formed assessment districts, et cetera, and brought in sewer. We're going to be doing similar things here.
One particular area in the basin that will need wastewater planning is Silver Creek.
There's a lot of development, some of it commercial, pretty large buildings, on septic systems. There's a high water table in that area and soils that don't percolate well, and we're starting to see septic system failure. In the meantime, there's a lot of pressure to develop in that area. We're trying to work with Mike Lurs in the sewer district to figure out plans and who might pay. In that area, for example, we believe we could extend sewer to the area with new development paying for it. We would then have to work with local people to form an assessment district to take care of areas that have been previously developed where the systems are failing and they're old.
In older systems, he said, the septic tanks can tax the capacity of the soil.
And what happens is the leach lines, the PVC pipes that are going out, extending from the tanks, clog up. The soil won't handle any more saturation. And if you have enough land that you can move your whole septic system to a different part of your property, that's an easy solution. If you don't, in the case I was talking about in a previous county, the lots were too small to move the systems. We have some of those problems here.
He said he'd like to implement a monitoring plan if state law allows.
The people who pump septic systems in previous counties I've been in kept logs, and they gave us those logs. I mean, it was required. And then if we see properties where they're pumping every 3 months, then we know that they're not really working. But we have areas in this county where in the spring you can just smell that, oh, there's a number of septic systems not working. It's a public health issue. It's an environmental issue because the runoff pollutes our streams and rivers.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.